Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Justin Hendricks. I am the editor of a website called Tech Policy Press, and I am also a research scientist and adjunct faculty member at NYU's School of Engineering.
Justin, how are you involved with synthetic media?
So I teach a course called Tech Media and Democracy, and I do research around synthetic media, in particular around the disinformation threat from techniques for computational disinformation and propaganda at the School of Engineering. And I write about the ways in which various emerging media technologies and synthetic media may impact our democratic processes.
Justin, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
So we're at a really interesting moment where a lot of different forms of media are now possible to generate, not out of signals that we capture in the real world. So if you think about cameras, which, you know, once had to rely entirely on the photons they collected, or, you know, audio recording, which had to rely on the sound that sound waves that we might collect from the real world. We now can generate a great deal of media simply out of computational processes, in particular, things like generative adversarial neural networks, other techniques that allow for the creation of media simply out of these computational mechanisms. And that creates a lot of opportunity, both creative opportunity and the opportunity to mislead. And so, you know, we're at a real moment of opportunity for artists, for producers, for storytellers, for people that, you know, want to create worthwhile content, things that expand on our understanding of the human experience or inform others. But we're also at a moment where other people can pick up those tools and do quite the opposite.
Justin, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
I think one of the most important things for folks to think about is really to look at what are the potential threats that I'm introducing here. What would the person with the worst possible motivations do with the tool that I'm creating or the service that I'm creating? How could this be used for harm? These are powerful technologies. They're technologies that can essentially create forgeries and other types of media that really beat the human eye or beat the human ear, as it were. And the really challenging thing here is to think through what are the implications of what I'm doing.
Justin, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
So one of the things I definitely recommend is you check out Tech Policy Press, where I write quite a lot. We cover these topics and frequently include reportage and reference to research that is related to synthetic media and to the threats around synthetic media. I would also recommend the group Synthetic Futures, and you might look at that group as a kind of group of practitioners who are thinking through some of these more difficult questions. And, you know, in general, the world of synthetic media is a fairly new one. It will intersect over the next decade, I believe, with individuals who are working on things like virtual and augmented reality and other kind of future emerging media technologies. So there's a lot of opportunity for people as these technologies evolve, but also, you know, we're going to need people who are concerned about the threat and are willing to help build frameworks, technologies, forensics that will help us to address that threat.